The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Whenever we get to this Sunday and hear about the Transfiguration, most often my first thought is to relate the experience of Peter, James, and John with our own experience. They are up on the mountaintop, and they experience the Lord in a whole new way, experience him in the fullness of his majesty and glory. And we do the same thing week after week. We gather here, go up the mountain, and experience our Lord in all his majesty and glory. They were so excited with the experience. They were overwhelmed. See, Peter, he doesn't know what to do or what to say. And they want to stay there. But Jesus won't let them. It's almost as if he says to them, "Come on, let's go. There's much more work that needs to be done." Almost as if he says to us, "This is to encourage and inspire you. But come on, let's go. There's much more work to be done through those doors the other 6 days of the week." See, the wholeness of discipleship is not just being with the Lord, but sharing the Lord with others. It's putting the experience that we have here in action. I still think that about these gospel passages, but with Matthew's translation, something hit me anew. I noticed the fear that overcame them this time. Did you catch it? And they fell prostrate and were very much in fear. I think that experience of Peter, James, and John also is our own experience. Were they afraid because it was finally dawning on them what it meant to be a disciple? Are we reluctant disciples because we become aware of all the consequences of following the Lord? You know, fear can be rather paralyzing. It can inhibit our growth as disciples. And there are many reasons why we are afraid. You know, we don't want to be singled out. Don't want to be belittled. Don't want to have a label of, oh, that Jesus freak. And we don't want to be shoved to the side, not included in a group, ostracized because we profess to be disciples. Certainly, we don't want the label of hypocrite, like the scribes and the Pharisees. And if I never claim to be a disciple to anyone, then they cannot point out my shortcomings as a disciple. And he touched them. And they looked up. And he said, "Rise. Do not be afraid." And they saw just Jesus standing there. Nothing at all to fear. And he went down the mountain with them. My friends, here, he touches us week after week after week. He touches us in a most intimate way. He tells us, "Arise, do not be afraid." As he goes down the mountain with us. He goes with us as we leave through these doors. He journeys with us every moment of our lives. There's no cause to be afraid.